Your second hour of Hollywood Connections is coming up right now. Dawn Reese, take it away.
Hi, and we're back. Thank you. This is the second hour of Hollywood Connections. This is your connection into show business. And we are so excited. Blake just joined us. Teen Idol superstar in the house.
Thank you so much, Dawn.
You're welcome.
So happy to be here.
I am so pleasured that you have driven all the way from Miami.
It was a long drive.
I know.
Not going to lie, it was a long drive.
Well, you know, you're going to be with us for the first hour. We got some songs to play. And in the meantime, Peter, you know, before, well, let's kind of get our guest all situated. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. We've got some great things to tell you. We've got Paul Murray in the house, photographer of the stars, a major artist, and his security team, as well as go to Dawn Reese's show on YouTube and put in Joe Jackson. You'll see what Paul did back in the days with me at the Jackson family with Joe, Michael's dad. It was really cool. So you have one of Blake's music? Okay, let's play. No, I think you have a couple songs we sent over.
I do.
And what are we going to play first?
I'd love to play Baby Went Missing.
Stand by a minute here. I'm just looking.
Okay, maybe manager can go back there and help Peter real quick. I have your manager in the house too. Steve is with us. And let's talk about real quick, because we're going to come back and talk about what we've talked about while you came all the way down here as well, Ed. You know, he's interviewed everybody. But I just helped cast for Home Shopping Network with Keith Urban. And you ended up getting the Keith Urban guitar.
I did.
And did you get the acoustic?
I did.
Awesome. And so are you excited to learn how to play?
I definitely am, especially on that guitar.
I know. So we're really excited about that. And we're ready. Let's play this music. We'll be right back. Well, Mr. Paul Murray, superstar photographer in the house. Cool, Peter. Okay, so we have that song, and then I know there's another song. Let's get everybody situated. What's your next song we're going to play?
We're going to play Number One.
Number One? Okay, Number
One. Goes out to all the fellas out there that need to make sure that their girl's number one.
Oh, the girl's a number one.
That there's one.
There's one.
There's only one for them.
That's the one.
That's the one.
The one.
The one.
You're the one.
Exactly.
All right, Peter, you got it? Okay, yeah, well, he's looking for that, and you had worked with him on that? Did you show him?
I just referred him to my YouTube page.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, so when you wrote that song, well, he's pulling that up, you know, how did you come up with that?
I came up with the idea because I felt like I've been in relationships before, and I don't think they realized that I thought that they were quite so special, and there really is only one at the time that they think that I'm thinking about other people, but in reality, there's really only one person that...
That's
for them.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, we're excited because Ellen's going to call in later. You've got a big event coming in Orlando that we booked you in with agents and producers and casting directors.
I can't wait for that performance.
I know. She'll be calling in shortly as well. And then we've got Ed. Okay, I think we're going to play. What is it called?
It's called Number One.
Number One. Number One. Number One on the charts. I want to hear that.
I'd love to hear
that. I know. Here we go. Listen, everybody. Which is super excited. And again, tell everybody your name.
My name is Blake G. You can check me out at The Only Blake on Instagram, Facebook, Blake G. And you can check me out on YouTube for my two singles, Number One and Falling for You, under name Blake G.
And how old are you?
I'm 21.
21, okay.
Technically timeless.
You know? I gotcha. So Ed, what do you think of his music?
Sounds beautiful.
I know. This man has been on every talk show around the world.
I think I recognize him.
Yes, I know. And so we're going to get into that conversation. Now, let's talk to your manager. He is amazing. He's been working with me as well. Steve, how are you?
Hey, it's wonderful to be here. And my role is artist development more than anything else. As you know, I've worked with Melanie Morrow, the X Factor winner, and a bunch of other young artists that have come up and have signed major record labels. And so
right.
I'm just glad to be able to work with Blake and to be in his life, man. He's fantastic. I think he has a bright, 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 bright future in this industry.
He does.
A lot of talent, a lot of personality, and the sky's the limit for this young man.
I see that, and I know Ellen's on the phone from Orlando. She'll be calling back here at about 7:25. You're performing at her event that's coming up.
Wonderful.
I know. So you're excited about that?
I really am.
Okay. And so where can they reach you if they want to book you around the world?
They can reach me. They could reach Stephen.
Okay.
Stephen's contact information.
It's Prestige Music Center at prestigemusiccenter.com, or you can check us out if you on Facebook, Prestige Music Center. If you look Prestige Music Center up, you're going to find us. You can just contact us up there. Phone number is 954-990-7460.
Okay.
And not only that, you can send me a direct message on Instagram if you'd like.
So you actually...
At the only Blake, yes.
Steve, do you read his texts and emails and... not texts.
Oh, but no, you know. He hides those from me, but he certainly... It's okay to go ahead and send messages.
Okay.
We have a great relationship, and so we work together.
Yeah. Now, where are you from, Steve? Originally.
Oh, did you hear the accent?
I do. I hear it.
Yes. No, I'm actually from the island of Jamaica. So all the Caribbean folks out there, you make sure that you come out and support the upcoming events. All the Caribbean islands, Jamaican, all of you want you to come out and support what's going on. And we're proud to be islanders
nice.
In the USA.
Well, I know Yvonne's still on the phone, isn't she? Yvonne is still there?
Yes, I am. I'm all excited.
She is my co-host, my beautiful co-host. She's not here. She was in a little accident, and she's just resting and filling in, but she's watching us. And she
I thought your music was very, very, I loved it.
Thank you.
It was real fresh. It had a freshness to it that
Thank
I like.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
where will you be playing at? What event?
I will be playing at the in Kissimmee for the St. Jude's Charity Foundation.
Oh, okay.
And mm-hmm. I definitely have a couple more bookings to go. You can check out my website www.theonlyblake.com for future bookings.
I sure will. I thought you sounded wonderful.
Thank you so much, Yvonne. That really means a lot to me.
Oh, yeah, and Yvonne, we also have his manager here. He is from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi to his manager, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, we were hoping to meet you today. Sorry we missed it.
I'm sorry. Maybe we'll get a chance to meet again.
I'm sure. I hope you feel better.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Now, also, too, is we're going to get also in a conversation while we're here. We're going to play more of your music in a few more moments. And Ed and Paul Murray, photographer, the stars, and major artist. Hello, Paul Murray from Miami, my dear friend. How are you?
How you doing? Every day
Hi,
is a focus.
Paul. How are you?
Just staying focused.
He's always focused. But you know what? You can go to Don Reese Show, put into YouTube, Don Reese Show, Joe Jackson. Actually, Paul is the one that opened the door of opportunity for me, and that's how I met the late James Brown and was his entertainment reporter. And all of this because of Mr. Murray sitting here from Miami. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity has been amazing. And I remember working out of our office, Paul, in Hollywood, California, going back all the way down to Vegas for all of these major events with Joe's birthday party.
It's all about being the right time, right place.
Yep.
Yep, that's right. Now, also, too, is Yvonne, I know Ed wants to bring up a conversation as well.
Stay where you are.
Well, no.
It's two different conversations.
Oh, I know.
You're going for happiness to my Black Matters Live stuff that I'm angry about.
But that's where Paul's background is. Now, Paul, you're back in security. Now, all of our listeners, Paul and I took an artist on tour named Little J from Hollywood Records and Disney. And mm-hmm. we went in the schools, and that's what I'm doing. I've got American Teaching Day. And also, I want to ask you, Blake, are you interested in getting the schools? Oh, we got to swing the mic around. We're all sharing today. It's share day.
I stole your mic.
I would love to. I'd love to hear people hear my music and hear me sing. And any kind of exposure to me for people to get to hear my music, I would love to be a part of.
Well, that's what we did, remember, Paul? And we made Little J number one in CD sales with Hollywood Records and Disney. Yeah. And I learned about the record business because of Paul and the tour buses. And, oh, my God, do I have stories on those tour buses? You guys have to hear this later. But, I can tell you stories.
Stories?
I know. Actually, I have to tell this. You're probably wondering. I'm on the tour bus. We're in Arizona. Now, we got some big brothers on the bus. I'm talking big brothers. And we have some artists. Paul, do you remember this? They pulled in for gas at like 3 a.m. to this little gas station.
I remember very well.
Yes, you do. And we pull up and they come out and they were afraid of our guys on the bus.
Oh, boy.
And we didn't get gas.
No? We didn't even give you the gas?
No,
we didn't. We almost ran out, but we got to the school. But we're in the schools. We're in the the schools called Be Cool, Stay in School, and that's what we started. Mm-hmm. And we would like to help you, as well as other artists, and bring you in the schools. I want to start doing this with Paul down in South Florida during my time as well. So okay. That would be really good.
Well, that's a wonderful theme.
Yeah, I mean, I followed cool, so many artists' cool. careers, and I saw that, you know, even the early Backstreet Boys and early Britney Spears, they both did some school tours. Mm-hmm. Or this actually the Be Back in School at, seems to ring a bell from like so many years ago. But
well, see, he played That's So Raven's Boyfriend on Raven. That's So Raven. Yes, Raven's Boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And nobody knew who he was. He was the artist, you know, that Paul and I had to get the exposure. So Hollywood Records paid us very well. We got the tour buses. We got on the road for almost 4 weeks. And I can tell you what I was impressed with was this artist. Yvonne and Ed and everybody here, when we would go into a place, maybe it was a Boys and Girls Club, and there was probably 5 people, and or 10 people, he'd perform, and then all of a sudden he hit with like a couple thousand, you know. So he was, but we had to get him noticed in the school. So the message that I'd like to ask you, Blake, and I'd like to bring this to the table because I'm at a table, is, you know, anti-bullying is very important. And I just heard a little boy that was, you know, killed and lit on fire in Texas.
Oh, my God.
You know, and the pageant system that I'm with the World Tourism, which I'm going to give more information out at the end of the show here, and that's why I'm wearing my crown, because I represent Florida. But, Blake, I'd like to see if that would be something that you could give a positive message about anti-bullying.
I just think there's absolutely no excuse for it. It's making somebody feel bigger for a lack of, for an a substitute to insecurity. And I think anybody who goes out of their way to bully somebody has a deeper issue within themselves. And I think those are the people that really need to be getting help.
True.
Those people who have this need to bully for, I don't know, to compensate for something.
Could you write a song about anti-bullying, or could you write a song called Be Cool, Stay in School for us, maybe?
I can put it on my plans.
Okay, I know. So, I know. So, Mr. Murray, you know, he's a security background as well. And Paul, we're going to make you talk here. You drove all the way from Miami. Mm-hmm.
You know, I have very little to say most of the time.
Well, let me add this. You know, I want to tell everybody, go to radioicons.com. Now, Steve, did you have a chance to look at Radio Icons? At all?
I did briefly.
And what did you think of the site?
I think it's, well, the site's beautiful. That's one thing. And great ideas, and definitely want to encourage young artists and those people who are looking for opportunity for their music to go there. It's definitely one.
Well, I had an idea with you and Paul to be a talent scout for them. Also, as me, I'm an affiliate, so I'm doing all the banners and putting them out there. But if you have a CD or you have a video, upload it to radioicons.com, put in the promo code 12052. It'll be up on my website. I'll make sure of that. And be a part of this exciting, really new music venture that we're doing. Why should you be an idol when you can be an icon?
Exactly.
There it is, and we love that.
I agree.
I couldn't agree more with that statement.
I know. That's from Eric Cohen, and I'll have you introduce to each other when you're down there.
Awesome.
Which is great. He's the idol icon maker. So we're all listening here, and Paul Murray, I know it's 7:24, and is Max on the phone yet? Did he call in? We're waiting for Max. He's a gospel singer. We're going to bring him on board as well. And we're excited about his music because, you know, there's a lot of Christian films that I'm involved in with Marty Jean. You know Marty in Orlando? He's runs the Christian Film Festival.
No, I don't.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, our call-in number.
Do they have that festival during the spring or the summer?
That's in the spring, but we have more film festivals. Yvonne, we are so busy. I mean, I'm looking at my calendar here, and there's so many events coming up that we're super excited about.
Good.
There's even a comedy venture coming up for, somebody spilled some water here. you know, and there's a lot of things happening that I will, you know, have a meeting with you this week on.
Okay.
But also, so Ed, so we're back to Ed.
What?
Well,
am I here?
Yes.
Do you want to talk to me?
So let me ask you this.
You've had comedy, you've got music.
Yes.
And my subject is kind of depressing.
No, but you know what? Let me ask you about anti-bullying.
You don't want to hear about policemen. We get killed every day. One every day.
One every single
day of the year.
Wow.
Well, we could talk about the other ones, the good ones.
You people are having fun, and we have to go out and when you need help, we're there for you.
Well, we're glad to have people like you.
Well, too. I'm glad that we are appreciated somewhat.
Exactly.
But when we hear how cruel really we are and how abusive we are, and we pick on black people, we get tired of hearing it. We don't commit the crimes. We didn't start the inner street problems, the poverty, the drug things. We are the solution. We come to help you people. And in doing so, sometimes we do have to take a life. We have a 500,000 policemen dealing with 250 million people every single day. Jesse Jackson and all the other guys and the President of the United States are never there for you. They're never there. You don't see them in Chicago, and there's 20 people killed every weekend, blacks killing blacks. And you won't see the President of the United States. You won't see the President of the United States there, and that's the city he comes from.
I was going to tell you that the President came from Chicago, and at this particular point,
he ignores Chicago.
He can't be on the South Side because he's in the White House. But there are people there in Chicago that should be, like the mayor and the governor and those type of people, they're the ones, I think, that should be doing, you know, trying to get everything.
Well, you know, there's so many issues in law enforcement. We are a job that we volunteer to do, and we love it. We love helping people. I know I've given birth to people in the backseat of cars. I've saved lives. I've rushed people to the hospitals, and we don't get thank you for that.
No.
When a fireman goes to someplace, everybody says, oh, God, he's there to save people. He's there to help people. When a police siren is going, uh-oh, somebody's in trouble. Somebody's in trouble. And, you know, I just don't think that anybody can conceive what it would be like to have a gun in your hand and have to make a decision to pull that trigger.
Well, we have Mr. Paul Murray here. Paul, what is your thought on that?
Well, in today's time, it's a lack of discipline and lack of training. Most of the police officers that are on the street today's time don't know what it's like to actually have to take a life because they don't have a background as being a military vet. So there's lack of discipline, lack of training. There's no community relations that are going on. Everybody depends on their weapon, which is the wrong choice for them to make. Until you have to take a life and see what's the experience of it, you have to get over the initial shock. So it's a lack of communication, lack of community organization.
I don't agree with you. I really don't agree with you because I've been in that situation.
Radio, okay, you know?
I'll give you a situation.
Okay.
I'm 38 years old.
Okay.
I'm a detective. I'm in plainclothes. I come across the busiest intersection of downtown Boston.
Okay.
Everybody's around. There's this black man about 50 years old. He's got a large screwdriver and a clothes on his arms.
Okay.
I say to him, I'm a Boston police officer. Please put down those clothes and your screwdriver.
Okay.
He drops the clothes, and he comes at me with the screwdriver coming down on me.
Okay.
I have my gun out. Mm-hmm. I don't want to shoot him because the people around him, I might kill them.
Correct.
He comes down. Instead of going straight in me and killing me, I turn luckily at the last minute and scrape my skin off me and my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody thanked me for saving their lives. When I hit him over here with my gun, they booed me mm-hmm. for hitting that. I saved my life. And we don't have training for that. There's no training for any human being to know what you're going to do there until you walk in my shoes and you're in that situation. And God help the person that has to take that life because they have to live with it for the rest of their lives.
Correct.
Well, this was makes good radio. You know, Paul, what is your comment?
Well, I've been in law enforcement for the last 38 years. I've been a former Deputy United States Marshal, police officer, and a correctional officer. 90% of the officers that are on the street need to work in a correctional facility so they'll know how to handle people out on the street. There's no written demand that says that you have to put yourself in danger. If you can realize there's danger that you're going to face, you are always allowed to retreat and get yourself some backup.
Let me interrupt you with the gentleman and the girl that were in California this past Saturday.
Okay.
They responded to a woman who called because her son was troubling her.
Correct.
The officer who was going to retire in October had 35 years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
The young girl, female police officer, just came back from a training session.
Okay.
They walked in the house. The guy saw them. He shot and killed both of them on the and before they even opened their mouth, he shot and killed them dead. Yeah. What training is going to help you?
Well, it's all about being able to have some type of understanding when you get called to a certain call like that. First of all, what was the purpose of them going into the house?
Because it was a domestic call where most police officers are killed.
There are two most dangerous calls that you can go on. One is a domestic call, and the other one is a building search. There's nothing
and in stopping an automobile.
Right. Well, that's not as bad because that's very visual. But a building search and a domestic call are the two most dangerous things that any officer has to respond to. But when you get ready to respond to something, nothing is said in any manual that says that you need to go indoors. 90% of the time, you bring people out so that you have a visual of what's going on when you have to approach the individuals that you need to talk to.
I don't agree with anything you're saying.
Okay. You know
I don't
what? That's
agree
what he
with
said. He said,
saying.
You know, that's okay. That's okay. That's
he's talking training and lectures, and it's never going to change police work.
Sure. Yvonne, you have a question. Go ahead.
No, I don't have a question. I'm just saying that I'm 81 years old, and there was a time in my life that I used to see the policemen in my neighborhood that knew me and could say hello to me. That was a different day, and I think that being that is no longer the case.
Correct.
I think that a lot of policemen don't know the people in the community that they work with.
Correct.
And the people, the policemen don't know the people, and the people don't know the policemen. So that's a problem right there.
Well, I mean, it's just like working in a correctional facility. Mm-hmm. At any time a day that you're on duty, they have 24 hours to mess up your 8-hour day. But you have to learn how to treat people like people. Some of the people that are locked up may be the one to save your life, but it's all about how you've been treating them during that tour of duty. It's just like when you get a call, a house call, like I said, there's nothing in anybody's manual that states that you have to go into the facility until you have plenty backup there and you have witnesses to take place on what you're going to have to do.
We are not correctional officers. We are police officers. We are called into a barking dog, neighbors fighting with each other, and cops get killed every single day of the year. You don't get correctional officers killed every single day. You don't get firefighters. You don't get paramedics. You don't get doctors. Forget it. You don't get anyone else killed every day of the year except police officers who come to do a job to help you.
They come.
I don't agree with anything you've said. You're talking training.
Because I am a trainer.
That's why you're talking training.
But I'm also a street officer.
Oh, then you don't know much about the streets, sir.
I know a whole lot about the streets.
Evidently not.
I grew up on the streets.
Okay, do you think, because people have an assumption that most of the police officers are hard on, you know, people these
days.
They are
not hard. They're scared.
Okay. Okay.
That's where the difference comes.
Okay.
Well, listen,
and fear
I'm from Brooklyn.
Over on anybody.
Okay, Yvonne's from Brooklyn.
I'm from Brooklyn. One day I was on the market, and there was a young rookie cop there, and he was with some more, you know, professional police officer. And he said, oh, I can't take this. I guess he just couldn't take the whole scene. So I think he showed his fear. A lot of them, they don't show their fear, but they do have the fear of, they go into neighborhoods that they don't even know anything about. They don't know about the people. And so I think that's a problem.
Well, that is a problem, but that's fear that's taking over. Most of them are afraid when they get ready to go to work. But they use the weapon and the badge.
We're afraid when we go to work?
I said most. I didn't say all. I said only most.
Very few.
Okay.
We think we go to work thinking we're going to do our job, be nice, and come home to our families at night. That's what we expect.
That's true.
Okay, so in the meantime, while you have a thought list, if you have a personal phone call on that, we could take your call in just a minute at 727-441-3000. In the meantime, let's go to Blake Song. He's in the house from Miami, and he is our new superstar artist. I bet you're learning a lot today, huh?
It's definitely a cool experience.
Hey, Tom, someone told me about controversy on the radio. They said it's good radio.
A big cry from music and harmony to listening to training. Training is his whole excuse for everything.
Here's Blake. Enjoy.
That's because he's a trainer. Mama told me live way beyond the skies. Every time I see your face, girl, I can't help but smile. So I'm here for you, by your side, it's true. Spend my life with you, girl, I cry for you. Come back in my life, girl, I can't deny. I just wanna wake up with you right here by my side. Girl, I'm calling. I'm here for you, by
you, girl, I'd cry for you. Mama told me live way beyond the sky. Every time I see your face, girl, I can't help but smile. So I'm here for you, by your side, it's true. Spend my life with you, girl, I'd cry for you. Mama told me live, girl, I can't deny. Drive me crazy, you're so amazing. Ain't kissed on you lately. I'm missing my lady. Girl, I'm falling for you. 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 Come back in my life. Girl, I can't deny. So I'm here for you, by your side it's true. Spend my life with you, girl, I'd cry for you. Come back in my life, girl, I can't deny. I just wanna wake up with you right here by my side. And I'm falling for you, I'm falling for you. I'm falling for you, I'm falling for you. I'm falling for, I'm falling for.
Thank you so much for joining us back. And Ed has a long drive back. And Ed Donovan, we want to thank you for being here. He has In Focus magazine. And, you know, I will tell you, Paul, somebody just told me in Denver, controversy is good on the radio. You're going to have people not tune off and say, oh, no, this is good. So it's everybody. Right, right, Peter?
Absolutely. Controversy sells.
Exactly.
Creates cash. I will say this on this issue. I think there, you know, there are things that are going on in this society right now. I also think that society in general is a little bit more disrespectful than they used to be. And I don't think they necessarily respect the law as they should. So I think some of the incidents aren't always cut and dry. It isn't always the cops being aggressive. It isn't, you know, I think there's a little bit of a gray area there. It's not all cut and dry.
Well, you know, I have to say this. When we took the artist on tour, Little J from Hollywood Records, and Hollywood Records hired Paul and I. And Paul, do you remember what you said to the security team that was around them? You said he's going to get mauled by these girls.
You never take a star into a room and not leave him an out in the event that something takes place. Whenever you're going to go into a room and you're going to be shut off from your main entrance, you make sure that you're by the main entrance and you let the people come in past you, because at any time that artist needs to be removed, you need to be able to remove him immediately.
And they didn't listen to you at that time.
No,
and he did. And he got his shirt torn and everything else and his hair pulled. And, of course, they listened to Paul. And Paul, that's what he does. He searches the place out, you know, and he's here with Blake as security, too.
Like I said, I'm about training. It's all about discipline, and it's all about being focused on what you've been selected to do.
Right. Well, can I say something? I do have a little comedy here, Paul. Do you remember back in the days when you bought this drug dog, remember? And you were training it?
Yeah.
And he's like, dope, keep petting it. And I just said, well, just call it Nickelbag. Nickelback? Nickelbag?
I know. I want to chime in on,
yes.
Because I was sitting here at the table and I was observing Ed's passion as he relates his story. And I think what we need to understand as we listen to the story from both sides,
mm-hmm.
is that understanding is individual. And every person will only be able to speak from their own experience. And he was able to relate from his perspective, from his experience. And I can understand why he is so passionate, because he's lived through that moment where he genuinely wanted to save a person. He was harmed in the process of doing that. But that does not excuse and that does not deny the fact that there are a lot of police officers,
mm-hmm.
that do not do their job honorably.
Mm-hmm.
And we applaud those that do. And I was looking at a story about this police officer in a small town that actually had a young man put into jail for drugs possession, just walking down the street. He just went out one day, said he wanted to get an arrest, put away this young man for 4 years, and he was only caught in the act of doing many illegal acts like that. And he ended up, this police officer, in jail for a year and a half himself, and then both of these men reconciled in the community after they were both released from prison.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
a great story. I don't know if you ever came across that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
A fantastic story. And so,
I saw that.
And
that
so
was a beautiful story.
It was. And there's so many people that are out there doing wrong things, and we cannot condone those that do wrong things. And to paint a brush across the board that says police officers is this and police officer is that, like Ed was saying, it is not correct. And in the same breath, you cannot, on the other side, says, well, policemen are bad. Policemen are bad. Policemen are bad. And so it's an individual issue. There are training issues. There are all kind of issues that need to be addressed. And I think until we start to have a sensible, constructive conversation, it's going to be pointless. If I scream at you and feel that my perspective is all right and you are all wrong, and I am all, it doesn't make sense. We got to understand that the situation. It differ from time to time, and every situation need to be dealt with accordingly. And there are places that need training, and there are people that have fear. And I know I have sons that are young adults, and I worry about them. I walk them through. My son's driving, you know, on his way from work to college, get pulled over. And I said, make sure you, I give him all kind of tips so that, you know, he can go home safely because we're worried about how officers will respond to him as a young black man because of the history that a lot of that occur in a lot of situations when they have to deal with young black males. Some black males are just rightly bad too, and so it's individual. And I don't want us to whitewash any one of this situation. And I think until we're able to sit across the table and really have understanding dialogue, we really are wasting our time and beating our breath.
Yes, but listen to this one thing. I'm a mother, I'm a black mother, and there's never been a time in my life when my children were teenagers or even sometimes when they're adults that they left my home that I didn't worry that they wouldn't get back. Never.
Well,
that's the reality of it.
Well, in the meantime,
and there's good, there's wonderful police officers. I have been helped with beautiful police officers, you know, so it's just at the moment what occurs at the moment that you have to deal with it.
Right.
That's what I think.
Yvonne, I'm going to have you hold. We have Ellen on the phone, and Ellen's going to say hello because this wonderful Blake is booked at her event coming up. Mm-hmm. I think she's still there. Ellen, are you still there? I think Peter's still on the phone. So, Steve, you're excited that's coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to going over to Kissimmee, and Blake is going to be great. He's going to get a great show.
Yes.
The people who are going to be there are going to be happy that they are and happy that he is. And we really want the community and those that are listening today to really make that effort to connect with Blake. This is going to be a fascinating story to watch.
Well, Ellen's on the phone.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Hi, everybody. Hi.
I know we've been communicating back and forth, and I know you're in full gear getting ready for your event, and we are looking forward to driving up to Kissimmee for that great showcase.
That's wonderful. Make sure if you haven't already to book your room at the Flamingo Water Park Resort and use the promo code St. Jude's, and you'll receive your room for just $44 a night, which includes 4 water park passes per room. Mm.
Wow. So I can take my trunks, too? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, and just kind of float around on the lazy river and go swimming. It's great.
Awesome.
So I know Paul Murray is in the house, too, photographer to the stars and major artist. Ellen, he wants to say something to you.
How you doing?
Okay. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Just staying focused. Every day's a focus day. If you get up in the morning and not focused, you might as well go back to sleep.
Exactly. That's all you can do. Very nice.
So you have a question for Ellen. She's got a big event coming up.
Oh, wait. Who's handling all of your media?
Who's handling all of our press and media?
Yeah.
Well, I have actually handled every aspect of this entire event, down to arranging the press and media in advance. And so I'd be the go-to person for that. What can I do for you?
So what time can I go to you and give you a hand with
the video? He does major production work and photography, and actually he's actually Blake's security as well.
Oh, he is? Nice.
I know, so you get all three in one.
You see, the best part about this, nobody pays any attention to the cameraman.
And he's so good at what he does.
They don't give enough attention to the cameraman. And without a good photographer, and I quote good photographer, the model can't do anything.
How many
people?
You can
be a pretty face and all that, but without a good photographer, you're just not going to go anywhere.
How many people?
I'm very appreciative to all good photographers out there.
Okay. How many photographers can tell you that they're bad and back it up?
Well, Alan, he was actually Joe Jackson's photographer. And I got to tell you this real quick. You remember we were at the Palms Resort, and I had Joe Jackson with his new talent. And then who walked up next to me was the guy that I really wanted to interview also was the rich and famous Robin Leach. Remember, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
And Robin looked at me, and he goes, oh, great. It's Jackson. And then Joe looked at me and he goes, Dawn, I'm next if you want to work with me. And we let Joe come on. And then I never got the interview with Robin because he goes, oh, well, he owns everything.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, Paul Murray is, he has so many stars that he has worked with and record labels and so forth. And,
yeah.
And Ellen, well, we have you here. We're going to go to Blake's other song. Hold on a second. Stay there. What's your next one?
Okay.
It's called Jump.
Jump. Well, guess what? You're going to jump in a second because I'm going to give you an offer. Since you drove all the way here from Miami, I'm going to play your music throughout the next month.
Hasn't jumped in the email yet, so
okay.
We're going to have to hold off on that.
I'm going to give it all to you and keep promoting you for Ellen's show and playing your music, okay? Because you took that drove, and we are so appreciative that you're here.
I'm appreciative to be here. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, no problem. So, and now Jump that you wrote is about what?
It's about... I mean, you can hear about through the context of the song. It's about having a good time and seeing something jump.
Okay, and if you have a trampoline, all it's right. A great song.
The best. Perfect trampoline
right?
song.
A mini trampoline.
Brace yourself.
Hey, wait, Paul, nice. Remember that song we had with, somebody had Jump, or there was a Jump song back in the days.
Yeah.
Remember back in Hollywood?
Criss Cross sang it.
Yeah. Yeah? Was that the same one those girls sang that time?
Criss Cross.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very cool. We only have 10 minutes left, and I know he needs you to run back there. He can't find the Jump song.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, well, we have Max on the phone yet. Has Max called?
What?
Max, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, he's jumping off of his chair trying to find the Jump song. We're going to go to you, and we're going to also bring you back next week as well. I'm going to have you on the air with us on My Time and My Dime, and we're going to promote your music. And you're a gospel singer.
Yes, I am.
And tell us about your music.
I didn't hear that.
Your website, your Facebook, where can people get in touch with you?
And through Paul. Through Paul Murray.
Through Paul. And where are you from?
I'm from Jamaica.
You're from Jamaica. Do you guys know each other?
Not yet.
No? Paul is so funny. He was out and about today, and I'm on the phone with him, and he's like, oh, my God, I'm in the bank. I found another singer for you. And I got this guy on the phone. He's like, was he good?
Yeah,
he's really
he's a producer. He has another artist, a young lady.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So, and Paul's going to be scouting talent down in Miami.
I'm always looking for talent.
I know.
I don't care if you stand on your head, as long as you do it good.
I like that.
Yvonne, hold on. Listen to this gospel singer. And Peter, we have the gospel singer in music. Max is next. We're having a little computer problems out there. How about Max?
No, we got, he's got to send in an MP3 format because it's not working right now.
Okay, so what happened? So I know what you downloaded something. What was it? What was it, Peter?
I'm downloading it, but it's not playing. It's not playing at all. It's supposed to be playing off of Windows Media, and it's not playing. So.
Okay, Max,
the three songs it was sent over, just in case.
Yeah, there was.
Right, I got out three songs, but it's not in format. It's in Windows Media format, and it's not playing. So.
Okay, Max, can I do you a favor? Can you do me a favor? You'll be our first guest next week at the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, next week for sure you'll be on the air 6:05. We'll get you on right away.
Okay.
All right. God bless, Max. We'll get you on next week. All right. So tell us about Max while we're looking for Blake's music.
Well, I was in the studio and a friend of mine brought him by and asked me to listen to his music. And I said, you got something going, especially with the Jamaican flavor to it. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm a gospel singer. I said, well, let me hear what you got. So he played the song, and I said, I like that. But it needs to get some exposure immediately.
Okay.
But he's really, really quiet and kind of laid back and stuff until he starts singing. Now, after he starts singing, it's just like Michael. And when he's on stage, it's a different entity.
Well, next week, maybe I'll have Marty Jean from the International Christian Film Festival. Okay. I'll have him on listening to that. So that'll be beneficial to him as well with all he's doing. I think that's wonderful. And thank you for your patience on that. So, Steve, while he's looking for the jump, we only have 6 minutes left. Have you had fun?
I totally enjoy. This is all I've done all my life. And I love watching these stories come together as we take the journey with all these young talents. And so I've had the opportunity to watch many of them grow into a major artist, and I'm enjoying this ride with Blake right now and many others. We have a training center. I'm actually a vocal coach and development manager in Fort Lauderdale. So
that's right. So where can people get in touch with you for a vocal coach?
Sure. And by the way, if you're listening out of town, we do train online too, so we can train over Skype. We train all around the world. We are the best at what we do. It is prestigemusiccenter.com. Prestigemusiccenter.com, all spelled out. Or you can call us at 954-990-7460. And it's just, we'll be able to help you. If you have talent, we will be able to guide your career and help you with your music and get you ready for the big times. And that's what we specialize in. I also do some gospel music. I send it to you.
I know, we send everything to Peter, so we'll be playing that as well. Did you get that? He's trying to download. So we only have 6 minutes, Peter.
I'm trying to download it, but it's not downloading. So
even Blake's?
I'm still looking for Blake's. It hasn't come to the email yet. So.
Okay, so Blake, what other music do we have up there of you?
How about playing that first one?
Let's play the first one again.
For
everybody in the second hour.
I was jamming at that one.
So as we end here, we're about 6 minutes before we end, and we'll just play a little bit of the background music as well. And so, Paul, you are looking for people for photo shoots, production. You do music videos. Where can they reach you?
Area code 561-629-0697.
That's right. And I'll put all that information on social media, on HollywoodConnections.biz.
Or they can reach me on Facebook if they like.
That's true.
And to everyone listening, you could find me at TheOnlyBlake on Instagram, Blake G on Facebook, and Blake G. Type in the music videos, Fallen For You and Number One. And I hope you guys check it out. There's a lot more in stores for you to see.
And also our new preteen Florida here. How are you doing? Yes, actually, we have some things. Her mother passed away a little bit ago, just not 2 weeks ago. We just want to come over here, sweetheart. Come here. No, over here, this way, by the microphone. And we just want to wish you so many good things happening this year. You're going to be in a lot of parades with me, and we got some great things. And maybe Paul Murray can do a little couple photo shoots on you while you're here. Just how'd you like that? Would you have a question for anybody here?
How old is she?
How old are you?
10.
10 years old. This is Atlantis.
I used to be 10.
What would you like to ask anybody, Atlantis? Come over by my mic. She's 10 years old. She's gorgeous. And what is your name?
Atlantis.
I'm going to go to the Bahamas.
Wow,
I like that name.
Me too.
What question do you have for somebody here on the microphone? We got a minute. Quick. How about Blake? Right there, Blake. Are you got photographer to stars a major? Are you got 4 or 5 people here?
I'll answer you.
Okay.
I can't wait to see you, Blake.
I can't wait to see you.
Oh. Yeah, I'm very excited about you performing at our event.
I've talked
to your dad, and I've heard your music, and your voice is amazing, kiddo.
Thank you.
This young man has skill.
And
y'all haven't heard him
yet.
You're
performing twice at Mad's Fashion Fundraiser on October the 29th. So we're looking forward to seeing you there.
And we'll be there. And I also want to thank, as you talked about all the pageant women out there, I want to thank the www.worldmisstourismpageants.com. If you're watching on the World Wide Web, I'll have the flash drive afterwards. I've got this gorgeous, beautiful crown. Yes, I'm in my 50s, and there's a 50s category. Yes, there is. And I always make princesses, so I am going to enjoy my year. And I've got Crown Cars I'm working with. I've got meetings with them coming up. And they give us all the cars, and we're super excited about that with Philip over there. And I'll be seeing him soon. And go to that website. It's a World Miss Tourism Pageants, because I represent the tourism. You know that, Paul?
Congratulations, okay.
Dawn. So when we leaving, you know, have bag, we'll travel.
And my husband's here. And now we have the Michael Jackson in the house. And tell everybody where they can come and see you down at the beach.
Oh, Michael Jackson's here?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. For those that never been to Clearwater Beach or whatever, I go there from Friday through Sunday or Saturday through Sunday at 5 o'clock through 10 at night. So I'll be there all day.
Hey, Michael, I haven't seen you in a while. You doing all right, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing great.
Good. I hope I see a Mad Fashion fundraiser.
Yes, I know, and I want to say we have some shout-outs to our Miss New Cameroon. We have a new Miss Africa, you know, actually Miss Cameroon. She's in Orlando. We also have Victoria Goff. She actually may be our new Mrs. Georgia. We're really excited about that. And some other ladies. Alexia, you know, she's been in a lot of movies because she's a reporter for me. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to be a reporter, you're listening worldwide, please contact me at hollywoodconnections.biz. And any other last words, Blake?
Thank you so much for having me today. I can't wait to be at your event, Ellen, and looking forward to some good times.
Blake needs to close it out.
Yes.
Likewise as well. We're looking forward to seeing all of you October the 29th at Mad Fashion Fundraiser, Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. Thank
we'll
you
there.
So much.
Some
you
great
can find us on Facebook,
coming.
Or you can go to YouTube and watch the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Again, okay. You can check me out at The Only Blake on Instagram.
That's right. Now, Blake, are you single? People are going to want to know.
Single at the moment. Yes.
Okay.
I am.
I got you. Remember, my slogan is give God all the glory and honor and watch things happen. Get up for your day and put your
married
feet on the floor.
Married to my career right now.
And thank him for that day, and thank you for everything that's coming. And Peter, let's end with Blake's music. We'll see you next week with Yvonne Madison, my co-host. She'll be back in the studio with me.
Yes, next week I'll be there. I want to shout out to Benny Luck.
Yes, our prayers to Benny Luck. We're getting over there this week for sure to see him. He is our producer, and he is coming back from a stroke, and he's a lot of prayers go out to him as well. God bless. All right, Blake, what music is this?
This is number one.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Enjoy.
Okay, just stay here.